Perhaps there is a siren then, or sirens, but there are always sirens in New York. As she walks toward West Broadway in the hotel, she hears more sirens. Crossing West Broadway, she sees that a crowd is forming. People are stopping, turning to look south, pointing toward smoke against blue sky. There is a fire high up in the World Trade Center. Walking more quickly now in the direction of Canal, she passes people kneeling beside a woman who seems to have fainted. The towers in her line of sight, anomaly of smoke, sirens. Still focused on her meeting with the German outerwear manufacturer's star designer, she enters the Soho Grand and quickly climbs stairs made from something like faux bridge girder. 9 o'clock exactly. There is an odd sub-aquatic quality to the light in the lobby. She feels as though she is dreaming. There is a fire in the World Trade Center. She finds a house phone and asks for her designer. He answers in German, hoarse, excited. He doesn't seem to remember that they are having breakfast.
Come please up, in English. Then, there has been a plan.
Then something urgent strangled in German. He hangs up. A plan? Change of? He is on the 8th floor. Does he want to have breakfast in his room? As the elevator doors close behind her, she closes her eyes and sees the dry petal falling, the loneliness of objects, their secret lives, like seeing something move in a Cornell box. The designer's door opens as she raises her hand to knock. He is pale, young, unshaven, glasses with heavy black frames. She sees that he is in his stocking feet, his freshly laundered shirt buttoned in the wrong holes. His fly is open and he is staring at her as though at something he has never seen before. The television is on, CNN, volume up, and as she steps past him, uninvited but feeling the need to do something, she sees on the screen beneath the unused leatherette ice bucket the impact of the second plane, and looks up to the window that frames the towers, and what she will retain is that the exploding fuel burns with a tinge of green that she will never hear or see described. Case and the German designer will watch the towers burn and eventually fall, and though she will know she must have seen people jumping, falling, there will be no memory of it. It will be like watching one of her dreams on television, some vast and deeply personal insult to any ordinary notion of interiority. An experience outside of culture. She finds the right button on the remote and the drapes track open. She crawls out of her white cave, the terry robe hanging wrinkled around her, and goes to the window. Blue sky, a clearer blue than she remembers in Tokyo. They use unleaded fuel now. She looks down into the woods surrounding the Imperial Palace and sees the few visible sections of rooftop that Big N's travel girl promised. There must be paths through those woods, paths of a quite unimaginable charm, which she will never see. She tries to judge her degree of soul delay, but feels nothing at all. She is alone here, with only the background hum of air conditioning. She reaches for the phone and orders breakfast.